himself up by the bootstraps, learns, graduates, becomes a lawyer, and it's very interesting to see how she takes on the system. Good court scenes, good family dynamic, really a good performance, and Rockwell and Swank are really prime here. This is a tough-looking movie at a system, but obviously the fix is in. It shows all about corruption, it shows about witnesses and things that really can go bad when bad people are in charge. On a scale of 1 to 10, Conviction, I'm going to give Conviction an 8. Thanks for listening. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9, Real to Real at the Movies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
So I'm changing my lines and going into it blind and learning. All right, that right there is something brand spanking new, and I think that's really good. And I hope you like it because I really do. Does his voice sound familiar, anybody? That guy? Well, he happens to be one of my favorite musical voices in Canada at the present time. That right there is John O, and he is fronting this band, and it's called Diamond Rings, and it's brand new. Oh, where's that music coming from? Do you hear music in my headset? That's odd. I don't have anything on. Nothing is on. Let me stop this. Stop. I think maybe somebody's messing with me. There's music coming through my headset. Oh, much better. Thank you. Okay, that was really weird. I'm like, oh my God, it sounds kind of like the Halloween music from that movie where it's like really creepy. I'm like, everything on my board is off. I think there's some guys who are here obviously doing an 8 o'clock slam poetry on location things. I think they're just doing some practice there. Okay, anyways, let me get back to what I was telling you. First off, let me tell you that my name is Anita B., and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It is 6:38, and I'm here until 8 o'clock. And my show is all about Canadian music. So that's the first thing. And I'm here every second Wednesday night. So next Wednesday, it is Jonathan B. His show is called Shameless. So listen at the same time next Wednesday. Okay, so what I was trying to tell you there was that that band is called Diamond Rings. And Diamond Rings, let me just double check the case here. I think it's plural, Diamond Rings. It's the first time I've played it. Yes, Diamond Rings is the guy from the D'Urbervilles. Now, the D'Urbervilles is a band you may have heard me play in the past, and I'm going to play something from them next. But I love the D'Urbervilles. And the guy, John O. from Diamond Rings, is the lead singer from the D'Urbervilles. So there you go. Now, I got to tell you, I've never seen the D'Urbervilles play, even though they're up there as one of my favorite Canadian bands. But this guy, I mean, all the pictures I've seen on the internet, on the cover of the album and whatnot, he looks really flamboyant, like crazy, like rainbow painted on the face and very, very flamboyant. That's the only way I can describe him. And it's amazing. It just, the image just doesn't match what I thought he would look like. So there you go. Okay, so the name of the song, by the way, was called Play by Heart off their new album, the first album by them. It's called Special. Let me just see. Is it Action? There's a sticker on top of the thing. Have I typed it even into? No. Special Affection. That is the name of this new album. Special Affections from Diamond Rings. Now, a little bit about Diamond Rings and about the D'Urbervilles is they initially were from Oshawa. And then they went to the University of Guelph, which, by the way, is my alma mater. So very cool. and then what happened? So after they graduated from Guelph, I guess these guys moved to Toronto. So there you go. Now, another band out of Guelph, in case you weren't aware, a little bit of trivia for you, that I play sometimes is the Constantines. So, yeah. Okay, let's move on. the D'Urbervilles. Let's listen to something from them. Right now, we are just about to hear the song, We're Blowing Up. That is the story. And keep listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're located here on the campus of UBC. And I will be giving away some tickets later on tonight for some cool stuff. So keep listening. And again, the D'Urbervilles with the song, We're Blowing Up. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. you'd say, ooh, I'm on to you. And I'd say, ooh, I'm on to you. And a lover say, ooh, I'm on to you. Sha-la-la.
That right there is the Constantines. We heard the song On To You from their, I think it's 2003 album entitled Shine A Light. Let me just double check here. Anyways, this record is put out on Three Gut Records. And Three Gut Records is a label who is no longer. The Constantines are banned out of Guelph. Speaking of Guelph, because I played the D'Urbervilles earlier in there. And Diamond Rings, which is an offshoot band of the D'Urbervilles. And I thought, oh, we gotta get some more Guelphage in here, because I personally did live in Guelph, and I graduated from the University of Guelph, which would make me a Griffin. So anyways, the Constantines. Let me tell you a little bit about them. They have been around since 1999. Yeah, they have. And they're still technically around. They haven't broken up or anything, but they did do a 10-year anniversary little tour of Southern Ontario last year. And since that time, one of the guys has left the band, but they're sort of just quiet right now. There's not a lot going on. But a little bit about their name, the Constantines. They got it from my favorite radio show of all, other than, of course, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is what this show is called, by the way. But my favorite radio show of all, which I can't hear like I used to because it's no longer on air in Vancouver, at least in the time slot it used to be, and I'm talking about Coast to Coast. Do you all know Coast to Coast? I was addicted to that show. Coast to Coast used to be on CFUN, and Art Bell was one of the old hosts, and then George Norrie is one of the more recent hosts, and I guess Constantine was was the name of a ghost that came up in one of the episodes that Art Bell had hosted, and it was there's like phantom voices and all those crackly voices, and so that's where they got the name Constantine. And if you've never listened to Coast to Coast, you have to. It's totally trippy. It's the best show ever. Okay, now before the Constantines, we heard Hot Hot Heat. Hot Hot Heat, this is a band out of Victoria who have been around for a pretty long time. Yes, they have. Years ago, my former band had played with them. Like, here's a cute little story. I used to be in this band called Clover Honey back in, whenever, a while ago. We actually played with Hot, who are a big band. I mean, they actually blew up, like giant band, in sort of the mid-90s or mid-zeros, mid-O's, if you want to call it that. Of course, we play with all these bands before they're massive. But we played with them at a little house party of this girl, Mar, who actually, I think she used to belong to CITR many moons ago. And a little tiny house party. It was fun. And the guys came over on the ferry from Victoria. And I really am loving that new song. That new song we heard is from their new album, of course. It's called Future Breeds. And here's a little bit of trivia that I did not know this. Now here, this is why I'm telling you all this. And that is Dante DiCarlo. Dante. So he was in the band up until a certain point, Hot, Hot Heat. Then he left the band. Now this is interesting. And he went off to play in Wolf Parade. I did not know that. See, we're finding all these connections. Speaking of Wolf Parade, there's again a connection between Wolf Parade, the Montreal band, what's the other band I'm talking about? Frog Eyes. Frog Eyes are out of Victoria as well. So all these little connections going on in the Canadian rock sort of web of you know, hipsterdom, if you want to call it that. Okay. That was Hot, Hot Heat. I love that song. It was called 21 at 12. Cool. Okay, then the D'Urbervilles were in there before that with a song, We're Blowing Up. And that was from their 2006 self-titled album. Okie dokie then. Let's see what's next on the deck here. By the way, my name is Anita B, and this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM. And right now we're going to hear some Catherine Calder, speaking of Victoria. Catherine Calder has a new album out. She was in the band, what's it called? A Mint Records band. Immaculate Machine. Thank you. Thank you, Brain. Immaculate Machine a while back, and then was playing with her uncle, if you want to call it that, Carl Newman in the New Pornographers. So Catherine Calder has her own solo record out, and it's kind of a bittersweet story behind this. It's called Are You My Mother? And I just get all misty thinking about it. But her mother was sadly, while she recorded this album, was recorded for her mom, who was dying of Lou Gehrig's disease, also known as ALS. And sadly she did succumb to the disease, I think about a year and a half ago. So, but it's a lovely, she's got a beautiful voice, and we've heard this first song, which is called Slip Away, in the past. So let's hear the song Castor and Pollux. That's what we'll listen to today. Like I said, the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Catherine Calder.
Beatroot Magazine and WinnieCooper.net present Heebie-Jeebies, a month-long weekly art show and music series appearing every Thursday in October at 7 p.m. at the Chapel Arts. Thursday, October 28th. Come enjoy the artwork of Crumbs and Kaput while grooving to the tunes of Raccoons and Double Dragon. Plus, DJ Bobby Shadat from MT40. Cover by donation. October 30th, don't miss the Heebie-Jeebies finale party with Lovin' Electric and Peter Breeze, plus the Winnie Cooper DJs Hunk the Drunk, Christian Flores, and Maxwell Maxwell. Be sure to check out Heebie-Jeebies, a potent cocktail of art and music every Thursday in October at the Chapel Arts, presented by Beatroot Magazine and WinnieCooper.net.
Why is it that everywhere I go, there are flies, like little fruit flies? Is it me? Are they like hanging off my body? Because it seems like everywhere I go, I'm seeing fruit flies. In my house, here at CITR, at my workplace, it's very odd. This could be like a nice sort of creepy Halloween start of a story. I don't know. That's kind of like when you think about Amityville Horror, except it wasn't fruit flies. It was like black flies in the house. Ugh. Anyways, happy Halloween, guys. It's coming up. We have another, what is tonight? Tonight's, I think, so Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. So four more sleeps until Halloween comes around. And then the ghouls and evil forces will be released. How exciting. Okay, anyways, that right there was Superconductor. And we heard the song for Kelly Freyas. And that comes from their 1993 album, which is called Hit Songs for Girls. Yes, Hit Songs for Girls. Now, this album is awesome. And it's on Scratch Records way back when. This is Carl Newman's first musical sort of adventure, if you will. So Carl Newman, of course, is the New Pornographers guy, the guy from the New Pornographers. And then so after Superconductor came Zampano. And then I think the New Pornographers was after that. Yeah, anyways, so there you go. I haven't listened to Superconductor in ages. I quite enjoyed that. I hope you guys did too. Now, if you never saw Superconductor, they're a massive band. Like, they were super. I think like 5 guitarists, 2 bass players, a couple of drummers, something ridiculous like that. But it worked. I saw them many, many moons ago at the Starfish Room here in Vancouver. Well, I guess it's no longer here in Vancouver, as is anything downtown. If you were downtown 10 years ago, like, you know, you visited, let's say, in the year 2000, you would never recognize the downtown that is now Vancouver. It's ridiculous. I am very depressed, actually. Every time I go downtown, I'm just horrified by the hordes of new condo developments happening. It's just, what? Like, I'm just like, can we not keep any buildings? You know, just anything? Go, no. Everything in Vancouver is new, and it's really starting to erode my soul. It is. But let's just talk about music. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where we listen to all Canadian music from 6:30 until 8. So I'm almost halfway through this show here, and I'm enjoying myself. Yes. Okay. So before Superconductor, the New Pornographers. There you go. So we had old Carl Newman, new Carl Newman. And off their new album called Together, we heard the song Sweet Talk, Sweet Talk. And then Catherine Calder was in there. So there's kind of a connection, a thread running through those songs. Catherine Calder herself used to, or still is, I suppose, singing with the New Pornographers on tour. And she is, now this is this interesting scenario here. So she is Carl Newman's niece. But apparently, I think if I remember correctly, I read this. Now, I think Catherine Calder may have been her mother was adopted. I don't know. There was an adoption in the family. And then when one of them discovered their birth family, they discovered there was a direct connection to Carl Newman. Something like that. Anyways. So anyways, the name of her new album is called Are You My Mother? It's her first one out. And we heard Castor and Pollux. Okay, now let's continue on our musical sojourn. Oh, what do we have here? Oh, well, let's see. Let's listen to this. I'm kind of excited about this here. I don't know a lot about it, I'll be honest with you, so let's just listen to this together. Why not? Let's give it the good old college try. I'm talking about this album. It's called It's Okay. It is a soundtrack, or it's original music from an album called, or a movie called Year of the Carnivore. Yeah, look at that. And it is Buck 65, who, if you've listened to my show, you know I adore. Buck 65, Sukyun Lee, and Adam Litovitz. Like, how weird. So, trying to figure this thing out, and I just am like, I'm just going to play it. So, Year of the Carnivore, I'm just going to read what it says here on the album thing. It says, is about a girl in love with a boy who thinks she's bad in bed. And so, okay, let me start again. I'm just about to sneeze. Okay. Year of the Carnivore is about a girl in love with a boy who thinks she's bad in bed, so she goes out to get more experience. Oh my goodness. It is a movie written and directed by Sukyun Lee. And it says right here, the original music is written, arranged, performed, recorded, and produced by Buck 65, Sukyun Lee, and Adam Litovitz. Interesting. So let's just hear some of the names of the songs are funny. Like, how about Exciting, Pleasurable, Different? What else do we have? We've got Suck It Up, Girly. Erotic Fantasies. Juge Got De Bluge. Oh, God. I am tempted to play that one. Let's see. That one is song number 11. And that's a very, very too much of a short song. So how about we hear Exciting, Pleasurable, Different? I like to do all this on air while I'm with you. Make decisions. Well, that's a short one. So let's hear that. And then we'll move on to a couple more from this album, because why not is what I say. It's my show and I can do what I want. So here we go. This is something from the movie called Year of the Carnivore. The song is called Exciting, Pleasurable, Different. And it is a combination situation between Buck 65, Sukyun Lee, and a guy named Adam Litovitz. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
You are witnessing the most revealing cinematography close-up shots. Shots revealing the feminine mystique of the female buttocks. Exciting, pleasurable, and different. Yes, exciting, pleasurable, different. Exciting, pleasurable, different. Exciting, pleasurable, different. Exciting, pleasurable, and different. Exciting, pleasurable, different. Exciting, pleasurable, different. Exciting, pleasurable, different. Exciting, pleasurable, and different. Yes.
Inventors, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And misconceptions about masturbation have existed for centuries, yet it is a normal part of growing up. Masturbation is not physically or mentally harmful, and all of the old wives' tales about its consequences are untrue.
masturbation is a natural way of relieving tension when sexual intercourse is not possible. Masturbation is not practiced to the exclusion of all other forms of sexual outlets. It is both normal and natural, and that there is no reason why a person suffering from sexual frustration should not masturbate to orgasm to relieve the tension. Doctors and psychiatrists recommend masturbation to women who suffer from frigidity, encouraging them to learn about their body's responses in a relaxed and private atmosphere. And although masturbation is not a substitute for vaginal intercourse, it can usually lead to a satisfying orgasm.
Every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
I just can't leave. lets me know that she went up to you. Gave you my number and said, call him or else he'll be sad. And I waited for 2 weeks and I realized that you'd never call me. Should have gone up to you and told you myself how you made me feel.
All right, that right there was Hayden, and I haven't heard Hayden in a long time, and I just adore him. It doesn't hurt that he's cute, you know, if you're a girl or if you're a gay guy, right? You know, he's a cute boy. Ah, Hayden. He originally hails from Scarborough, Ontario. Another name for Scarborough, they call it, is Scarberia. It's kind of like the equivalent of our Vancouver. Like, it would be like Langley, like way far out, like a far out suburb. And that record was apparently written mostly in his parents' basement. It's called Everything I Long For, and it was released way back in 95. And I caught Hayden fever back then. I was living at my parents' house and I had a Hayden poster on my bedroom wall. Like, I was like, I don't know, what was I, 24, 25? Yeah, funny. So there you go. Actually, no, I think I was actually 26 because when I was 24, 25, I didn't live at my parents' house. I did live elsewhere. Okay, enough about me. So that was Hayden with the song Hardly. That's what we heard. Before that, we heard two funny, interesting songs. I quite enjoyed them, and I'm going to have to continue to play this. I'm talking about those two Buck 65 / Sookie and Lee / Adam Litovitz songs, which comprise the soundtrack for a movie directed, or was it written? Maybe both, by Sookie and Lee herself. It's called Year of the Carnivore. Yeah, and we heard the song Erotic Fantasies. And then we heard the song, hold on a second here. I'm just trying to scroll here. It's called Exciting, Pleasurable, Different. Yeah, there you go. That is what we listened to. It is currently 7:28. And let's see if I can wrangle us up some weather. How does that sound? I'd like to find out what's going on in Vancouver in the Department of Weather. Yes, I'm doing this as I speak with you because I can do lots of things. Okay, so... let's see what the Weather Network tells us. I like the Weather Network. That's what I usually use for my weather. So it's currently 9 degrees, and it is partly cloudy. And here at UBC, which is, by the way, where this show is being, you know, broadcast from, CITR here at UBC. And this show, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm Anita B. I'm the host. Okay, there you go. Got that out of the way. Today's Wednesday. So tonight the low is it says here 9 degrees. Or no, sorry, 8 degrees. Yet on the radio I heard two other things. I think it was CBC told me 6 degrees, and then the other news radio, so 11:30, told me 4 degrees. So regardless, it's gonna be cool tonight, overnight as the low. And tomorrow the high is only 10, and it's gonna be light rain. It's gonna be light rainy. Rainy with lightness to it. No, light rain. And then let's see. Friday is cloudy with showers with a high of 11. Now, the POP, which is the percentage or a probability of precipitation for tomorrow, is 90%. So it's going to be raining for sure. Now, Friday is 40. So we'll just see. And I'm going to a little birthday party, little 4-year-old's birthday party on Saturday. And on Saturday, according to this thing, it should be cloudy with showers with a high of 11 and a percentage of precipitation or probability of precipitation of 70%. There you go. Okay, let's continue with our Canadian music journey. And, I can't come to CITR and not play something by Wolf Parade. I love them. And they have a new album out, so doubly... have to play something by them. So their new album Wolf Parade is called Expo 86. This is a band who make Montreal their home. They originally had their roots in Victoria. And they've been going at it for a little while now. So, yeah. And the lead singer, his name escapes me currently. Usually I know it. But anyways, he is actually a keyboard player. So he plays, he's not a guitar player. So Spencer Krug, of course, is his name. He's not your typical guitar strapped on guy fronting a band and singing, but so keyboards. These guys are just completely brilliant as far as I'm concerned. And yes, let's hear something from the new album. We are going to hear the song Ghost Pressure because it is almost Halloween and we'd like to feel the pressure from the ghosts. That's right. That's why we're going to listen to that song. And yeah, that's the story. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
right, that right there was just glorious. That was Expo 86. That's the name of the album, of course. I'm talking about Wolf Parade. Oh, and I have a phone call. Yeah, that just threw me off a second. Okay, so speaking of phone calls, now, if you are interested, Mr. Caller, I don't know who you are, by the way, but I am going to right now give away tickets for something. So that's funny that I get a phone call just as I'm about to do this. Okay. So if you are interested in seeing, there's somebody calling right now, the band out of Halifax known as Winter Sleep. I'm going to play something by them right away. They're playing at the Commodore. Yeah, the Commodore Ballroom, guys. So the Commodore, November 13th, which is a Saturday. So even better. So Winter Sleep with guests at the Commodore. Tickets should be expensive, I think. Doors are at 8, shows at 9:30. I think it's going to be you plus a guest. Yes, tickets are worth like $23.50. So, okay, I'm going to answer this call. I'm going to play some Winter Sleep. So don't go away, caller. Do not go away. You have the tickets. If you now let me find my Winter Sleep here. Oh, it's in. I've already got it in my CD player. Look how organized I am. I'm over-organized. Now let's just hope I find the right... Okay, let's try this. Okay, I'm coming. So this, I think, is Winter Sleep. I've got two CDs in. Yes. Okay, this is Winter Sleep. We're going to hear the song from the new album. The new album is called Inheritors, New Inheritors. We're going to hear Blood Collection. All right, if anybody out there wants to hear Winter Sleep live at the Commodore Ballroom, call me. That person who called was my husband and my little daughter. I can't get away tickets to my husband and my, like, five-year-old, okay? So if you are interested, if you're listening to my show, let me hang that phone up, and you want to see the band Winter Sleep out of Halifax, who I'm currently playing right now, they have a new album out. Let's see. It is called New Inheritors. We're hearing the song Blood Collection currently. I just paused it so I can get a winner. Please win. Somebody call in. 604. Oh, maybe I didn't give out the number. 822-2487. That could be the problem. That is why I'm not a professional DJ, by the way. So the number is 604-822-2487. That would be known as UBC CITR. So if you ever forget the number to the station, just call UBC CITR. So 604-UBC-822-CITR-2487. I'm waiting to give some tickets away at the Commodore Winter Sleep with guests, November the 13th. And it's a Saturday, and it's at the Commodore. Does anybody want these tickets? Okay. We'll give this another whirl. So I'm going to hit play again on this CD player, and we're going to continue our Winter Sleep song. Somebody call for free tickets, 822-2487.
Encyclopedia of hurts. Encyclopedia.
Okay, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm pretty happy to tell you that somebody who wanted tickets won tickets. Yay! So this goes out to the winner of the Winter Sleep Commodore Ballroom tickets situation is Chris Dempsey. Chris Dempsey, congratulations. You sound like a really nice guy. And yeah, like he's got $48. $47 worth of tickets at the Commodore this Saturday night. So congrats, buddy. I'm happy for you. And I did get another guy call, though. Chris Dempsey, you won. But Sam, I'm looking for some humans for you to play. So Sam was a good sport. And apparently Vancouver has a new band called The Humans, which I need to check out. So I will do some digging. And I will tell you, first of all, that we just heard some Winter Sleeper. Oh, no, we did not. The phones all of a sudden now are starting to go kind of wacky. But I will tell you that what we just heard was, where are they? Everything's messy here. God, what is wrong with me? Okay, hold on. Seriously, I've been manning the phones and talking to people. And Tokyo Police Club, I knew that. Okay, the name of the album's called Champ. It's a new album, and the CD, of course, is right in front of my face. I think the name of that song was called, I should know this, Favorite Color, but I did that on the fly while I was talking to the winner, so I just know that was a Tokyo Police Club. This is a band out of Ontario. They're very young. There's four boys, and they're, like, born in 1987 or something crazy like that, and then I'm just jealous because they're so young, and they're so popular, and they have fun, so... Years ago, I was one of those people. Okay, so before that, we did hear some, again, Winter Sleep from their new album. It's called New Inheritors. We heard, again, Blood Collection. And I'm here to tell you now that the next show, which is always Val Cormier's show, which comes after mine, which is runs from 8 until 10, it's called Folk Oasis, is not going to be on tonight. So her show is preempted. They are doing, when I say they, I mean... the techie guys, the people who are in charge of, I guess, going on site. They are broadcasting live slam poetry. So I don't know the details. I was trying to find them because I want to know where exactly it's at so I can tell you. So apparently slam poetry is happening from 8 until 10. So if you don't hear Val, don't be concerned. I mean, I'm sad because I miss her. I love Val Cormier's. Her show usually runs 8 until 10 and it's called Folk Oasis. But I think we should be having some Sexy in Van City from 10 until 11. I think that should be the case. Okay, now let's continue with some music. I have 10 more minutes, and then I am off like a prom dress. Okay, let's see. What do I got here? What is this? Huh, Hawksley Workman. When I man the phones like that and it gets a little bit crazy, I just things are a mess and whatever. And it's hard for me to totally stay organized. But, by the way, I would like to say hello to my daughter. And when I was saying that the phone was ringing, it was my 5-year-old daughter calling. And I'm like, you don't get to win Winter Sleep tickets. No, you don't. So so to Coconut, to my little Coconut and Dexter, hello. Mama's here. Mama is mothering you over the airwaves. Hi, guys. Hello. I love you so much. And I hope you aren't giving Daddy a hard time. And I love you too, Daddy. So hi, Ralphie. And I hope you guys like some Hawksley Workman. I'm going to read to you the cover of what you're going to be listening to. It says right here, Milk, which is the name of the record I'm going to be playing right now from Hawksley Workman, is a carbonated collection of back-combed lip smackers tailor-made for 80s runways and sweaty moves in elasticized materials. I love that. With Milk, the darker dance demons that lurk in Hawksley Workman come to the surface in an album that wraps most of the 7 deadly sins in synth-soaked dance pop packages. Boy, you are loquacious, whoever wrote that. Okay, so we're going to hear the song. Yeah, it's called Devastating. So who doesn't love Hawksley Workman? Yes. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. I've enjoyed myself this evening. I am almost out of here. And this show, by the way, in case you're keeping score, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So tune in 2 weeks from tonight from 6:30 until 8. I am here every second week. So alternating Wednesdays. And in between me, who alternates, is... So sandwiched between me... Haha, sounds sexy, doesn't it? Is Jonathan B. And his show is called Shameless. So tune in next week to hear Jonathan B. with Shameless. Here we go. This is Hawksley Workman on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Learning is so dead. birds have a life of their own. Once they're set, they're gone. Till we were dried out, we tried till we were dried out, and that was all we had. Oh. And I guess this is what we're supposed to learn. I guess this is what we're supposed to learn.
CITR 101.9 FM and Bad Bird present the Vancouver Horror Convention, Sunday, October 31st, from noon to 6 p.m. at Planet Bingo, 2655 Main Street, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. The Vancouver Horror Convention, featuring dark art exhibition, visual effects makeup competition, gore burlesque, film screenings, door prizes for killer costumes, and local vendors of comics, posters, fashion, video, and more. Tickets are $5 at the door. There are no minors allowed. The Vancouver Horror Convention, Sunday, October 31st, from noon to 6 p.m. at Planet Bingo, 2655 Main Street, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. Visit www.badbird.tv or find us on Facebook for more information.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Join CITR 101.9 FM and Slam UBC for the October Poetry Slam on Wednesday, October 27th at Kerner's Pub. Anyone can participate in the monthly spoken word competition. This month, feature poets include Mike McGee, Mindy Netafee, and Brian Ellis. If you can't make it down to Kerner's, you can listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or streaming live at citr.ca beginning at 8 p.m. Don't miss the UBC Poetry Slam on Wednesday, October 27th at Kerner's Pub on the UBC campus. It's free, and the slam starts at 8:30 p.m. CITR's live broadcast begins at 8 p.m. For more information, visit citr.ca.